Brukim Aboim, everybody. This is a very special event. She's going to be dedicated to Nishmas of Moshe Zelig, and the Zerach HaKohen Zatzal, who we all have very fond memories of. We're going to hear more about it soon. The program is going to be, Danny is going to speak first, followed by the Rav Shlita, and then Rav Jalovsky Shlita, and then we will make a plaque to commemorate this event to the family. So without further ado, Danny.
Thank you to the Jasons for opening up their home for this beautiful evening. It is very befitting that this event is taking place in the home of some of the people that my father held so dear to him. We are here tonight to commemorate the life of Avi Mori Moshe Zelig ben Zerach HaKohen, a life so well lived and so well loved. My father was the most consistent person I've ever met. His ever-evolving pursuit of becoming close to the divine was his highest priority. From outside, one might have just seen a husband, father, and a doctor. In the quiet, unseen moments, my father dedicated every waking minute towards Avodas Hashem and making sure that the flame of Yiddishkeit was constantly stoked to the best of his ability. When my parents moved to Atlanta, their only mission was to find a healthy place to live a from Jewish life, where they could thrive and grow and raise a Torah observant family. Little did they know, that mission would flip on its head to inspire and build a legacy far beyond anyone's imagination. My parents' home very quickly became a revolving doorway of people from all walks of earth, a place where one could come to experience a Jewish home. I think the only Jewish event that wasn't hosted at the house was a wedding. From events to massive siddurim, to Sheva Brachos, Bar and Bat Mitzvahs, to hosting great tzaddikim, to board meetings, if you could name it, it happened there. Most of the credit obviously goes to my mother for fostering such a warm and inviting space for everyone to make everyone feel at home, and I mean everyone. Southern hospitality at its finest. Shortly after settling down, my father's mission shifted. Faraday School of Atlanta needed guidance. A bright light was seen in my father, and after a bit of convincing, Daddy became the president of Faraday School of Atlanta. Early morning learning, followed by chakras, ending many long days with late-night board meetings, all while being a husband, father, and a doctor in between, became the family norm. After a number of years of tremendous growth in the school, Daddy decided it was time for a break. Over a Shabbos meal at a dear friend's house, my father was convinced to take a two-week trip to Eretz Yisrael. After helping to organize the men's trip at the Atlanta Scholars Kollel, my father and a group of about 20-30 men came to learn in yeshiva for the first time in their lives. Daddy was elated. He had the most amazing experience. On the return trip, he returned to the Rosh Kollel and asked him, "You brought us here and let us taste this. Now what are you going to do with us?" Upon returning back to Atlanta and going through deep Eretz Yisrael withdrawals, through the encouragement and behind-the-work scenes of my father, Yisod HaTorah was born. A learning program for men in the community, no matter the level, there was a track for you. Not too long after that, the Tzvima High School of Atlanta reached out. They needed a president. You can't make this stuff up. My father warmly accepted the position and changed the face of Torah learning for girls in Atlanta. When I was in 8th grade, my parents struggled to find yeshiva for me to send me forth to high school. So what does a normal father do? He opens the yeshiva for his son, of course. After many sleepless nights and endless meetings around the dining room table, Yeshiva Or Yisrael was born. The first and only mesista in Atlanta. And guess who was the president? You guessed it. The yeshiva started with a class of 9 boys and now has over 80 boys in 2 tracks. All because Daddy had an idea. That brings us to where we are tonight. After finally moving to Eretz Yisrael and fulfilling a lifelong dream, Daddy could finally dedicate his time to learning Torah. So Daddy got to work to help build another yeshiva program, Yeshiva Sadra, a place where he could finally spend the amount of time he had only dreamed of learning Torah. I would explain the program to you, but my father did a much better job doing so than I ever could. Here is what my father wrote so ever eloquently shortly after the program started. I will share with you a typical day here in our community of Ramat Beit Shemesh, but before I outline my day, let me explain the environs where I spend much of my time. Because I came with the goal of dedicating a good portion of my day to learning Torah in a serious way, much of my time is spent in the Beis Medrash of Kilas Adra, which is one short block away from our home. Our Rav describes it as a Beis Medrash where we also daven, and not as a shul where we also learn. It is very much like that. Most men work either half a day or a full day, but during a good part of the day, you are likely to find many of them in the Beis Medrash. Most of those men who learn at the Gra are English speakers, although you do hear Hebrew spoken among Chavrusas, and I do mean English speakers as opposed to American speakers. Yes, people here distinguish between the two languages, English and American. Our Kehillah is a mix of Brits, South Africans, Americans, Scots, with a few Israelis. It is a wonderful mix and very interesting indeed. I often comment that I am the only one in our community who doesn't have an accent. My day is very busy, but it is quite different from the busy days I had back in Atlanta. A typical day goes something like this. I start with chakras, followed by breakfast. Thanks again to Yakum and Suri for bringing me grits, something for her to let go of. I then attend a Lachas Shir. Then I attend a Mishnah Berurah Shir given by our Rav. Following that is my Gemara Shir, where we are learning the Sefer Megillah with Rashi and occasional Tosfos. After Shir, there is review and preparation with my Chavrusa for the next day. Then there is a Mussar Shir until Mincha around 1 p.m. Morning Ruchnias at its best, and does it feel great? This learning program is called Yeshiva Sagra, under the guidance of our Rav, Rav Elimelech Kornfeld. It is designed much like Yisurei HaTorah in Atlanta, with four different levels of Gemara based on skills. The program is highly successful, and we market to the community as the place where men of all ages and backgrounds meet to experience the energy and excitement of the Beis Medrash. It is truly that. At night, it's back to the Beis Medrash. I learned Musar prior to Marv, then Halacha and Mishnayos after that. And I have Gemara learning three nights a week. By the time I get home, I'm pretty exhausted, yet exhilarated knowing that I accomplished much that I have not been able to do in the past due to the time constraints and a busy Atlanta practice. I thank Hashem every day for the opportunity he has given me. I am determined to make the most of it. Boy, did he make the most of it. Daddy operated in humble silence, pulling strings in the background, igniting the light of Torah in this world and the next for thousands of Jewish souls. He was great and grateful. It is a great honor to have Yeshiva Sagra renamed Yeshiva Sagra Moshe Zelig. May we continue to carry the light of my father's torch in our own lives, to love Hashem, to love the Torah, to love Eretz Yisrael, and to love one another. Thank you all for coming.